We're on Chof Ches Amad Aleph. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up. Okay? So, Man Tana, who is the author, basically, of our Mishnah, the Mashchezes, that with this sharpening stone, is Asa. So, Amar Rav Chista, says Rav Chista, Deloy Kerebi Yehuda, it's not going according to the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. The Tanya, that we get a Braisa, maybe it's a Mishnah. Ein Bein Yom Tov L'Shabbos. There's no difference between Hilchos Yom Tov and Hilchos Shabbos, with the exception of Ella Oichel Nefesh Bilvad. Except on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook things, things that are food related, you're allowed to do malachas, you can do that. Now, Rebbe Yehuda is Matia, he's more lenient. There's another difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. He says, even Machshiri Oichel Nefesh, even for the things that are for preparing food, i.e. like a knife, you could sharpen a knife. So therefore, our Mishnah is not going like Rebbe Yehuda. It's going like the Rabbanan. So we're going to get more a bit more into Rebbe Yehuda coming up. Now, Amalei Rava, the Rav Chista. Now, the question is, who's the halacha like? Our Mishnah is clearly going not like Rebbe Yehuda. Yeah? But like Rebbe Yehuda, sorry. So is the halacha like him or not? So Amalei Rava, the Rav Chista.
Wait, no, it's not like Rebbe Yehuda. Is it going like the
Chachamim or not? It's going like the Chachamim. So therefore, the halacha would not, you wouldn't be allowed to do it, right? But the question is, are we going to say, let's carry on, we'll see. Amalei Rav al Rav Chista, Darshinan Mishmach, halacha Rebbe Yehuda. Shall we say, yeah, the halacha is not like, just wait. This bothered me, to be honest. I'm still struggling with this. If you look at Rashi over here, it says, right, it says Darshin Mishmach. It sounds like Nidrush Mishmach. Should we make a drosha in your name? The halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda. Just grammatically, it's a bit strange. Aramaic's always a bit strange grammatically, but I don't know why they're suggesting let's make a drosha, you know, that the halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda after we've kind of said the Mishnah is not like Rebbe Yehuda. That bothers me a little. But Amalei, Rav Nachman says back, yeah, sorry, Rav Chista says back, Yehei Rav, it should be like Yehirotson, T'chol ki hani milim al yaisa, all of these things, mal yes, these great things, T'idushun mishmoy, you should make a drosha mishmoy. I mean, I like Shittas Rebbe Yehuda, it seems, and I would be happy for you to tell the people that I go like Rebbe Yehuda, and you can do that also. Amar Rav Nechemya, says Rav Nechemya, Braid Rav Yosef, Hava Kamina Kamida Rava. I was standing right in front of Rava, Vahava Ka, and he was Ma'avir Ma'avar, he was passing over La Sakina, his knife, Aleph is a prefix, Apuma, on the mouth of Dedikula. Dalit is also a prefix, of a Dekula is like a basket. Right, I suppose it's quite a hard basket, an old dried up one. Yeah, and it was the Omri Lay, and I said to Rava, he says, L'chadada, are you doing it, Ka'ovid Ma, are you doing it for the sake of sharpening it? Alternatively, or L'havir, or just to remove the Shamnunisa, the fats from it. Okay, and Rava replied to me, the Omri, he says, you know, L'havir Shamnunisa, I'm just doing it to clean off the fatty bits from the knife. But says the Talmud, he says no. But Chazisi Ladaite, but I saw, right, that so his intent really was the Lechodah Ovid. He was really doing it to sharpen it, but he didn't tell me that. Why didn't he tell me? Because Tova, he held the Halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda, the Ein Morin Kain, but you don't teach that to the public. Okay, so Rashi explains, right? If the halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda, so why don't we teach it to the public? Because there's a limitation in Rebbe Yehuda, which we're going to see, Bez Hashem, coming up. The Rebbe Yehuda only permits you to do machshiri oichel nefesh, only permissible when it was not efshar mibi'oy jom. You couldn't have done it beforehand, right? If you could not have done the fixed your knife beforehand, then you're allowed to fix your knife on Yom Tov. But if you could have fixed your knife before Yom Tov, you had time and it was possible to do, you should have done it before Yom Tov. So if you're going to allow people to do it, in a case where it wasn't Efshar, basically, this was the not many time beforehand, that they may come to do it even when it was Efshar, and which is problematic, which is Osa. So because we don't want to confuse people, this is a bit of a difficult thing, or some people feel sometimes that it just was impossible, and maybe it wasn't, whatever. Yeah, so we don't tell the public this halacha.
So Rav obviously was taru than couldn't do it before.
Correct.
Which is a bit strange.
No, but the thing, people could have been showing them the bechoros. We're checking out the mums, yeah, or asking lots of questions, yeah, or he may have been trying to earn a bit of extra money on Fridays, you know, without his secretary, you know, that way. I don't know, you know, the other things, whatever. Okay, what's that?
He's catching birds.
He's catching birds, yeah, right.
My brother, to be very machmi and always not rely on that, but, you know, whatever, always do the utmost they can to.
Right.
To be most machmi.
Yeah, but.
To surprise someone like him would. Rely on the fact that if you were Torah, then you could
do it. Yeah, but this is strange. This is the
it's reality. So
this is the halacha. The halacha is that if you didn't have time, you may, and if not. I mean, it's an unusual halacha. Then that we're going to see it's coming from Pesukim. But Amar Abaye says Abaye, basically the similar same story over here now, like but with different Rebbeim. But Amar Abaye, have a ketamim imna. I was standing kamid of Mar in front of Mar, his master, which was Rabba. Okay, Vahabakom Ma'avia Sakina, and he was doing this socking, yeah, as if so upon the edge, yeah, of the Rechaya. Dalad is a prefix, Rechaya is a millstone. Yeah, this sounds a bit better than a basket though. Yeah. Va'omri lay. So and I said to him, Lechadada Karboyima, are you doing it in order to sharpen it? Or Lahavia Shamnunisa, or are you doing it to remove the fats? Va'amali, and he said to me, Lahavi Shamnu Nisa, I am doing it to clean it off, to get the fats off. But says Abaye, Vachazishi Ladaite, I saw that his intent was the Lachad of the Ka'ovid, that he was doing it really to sharpen it. Vikasava, and he holds Halacha Ve'ein Morin Kain. Okay, new point, or related. Ibai Lahu, right? There's a question asked in the Beis Midrash. Mahu Laharos Sakin Lachochem. Can you, laharos means to show, basically show for inspection. Yeah, your sakin, your shechita knife, and we're talking about butchers over here. The butcher has to, as Rashi points out, the butcher is obligated to show his shechita knife to the chacham to check if it's good, yeah, before shechting with it. And that's how the, you know, the businessmen, maybe in the house you don't have to do that, but it's a thing for the butchers, that you have to show your knife to the chacham, and then you can shecht.
And
so,
they would shecht on Yom Tov? They're going to shecht after?
Yeah. Yes, you can shecht on Yom Tov. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, but the question is, can you show it? So this is very business-like, you know, I mean, it's a part of the procedure. You know, like, you know, when you bar call, you go, the Bedatz guy comes around to check out all the fruits about tumors and mice done on them before you can sell them. I don't know, it's part of the whole procedure over here. So can you go and show his knife to this chacham on Yom Tov? I suppose he would have, if he did it before, it was totally fine. But he didn't do it beforehand. Then he won't be able to check then, because he's not. It would. Yes, so you go to the other one. Right, it's true. Well, you're going to see, we can have an eitzer over here coming up. Yeah, be Yom Tov. Okay. Rav Mori, Breder of Bizna. So that was a question. So this Rav Mori, Breder of Bizna says, sure, it's permissible. Because right, he's concerned about Simchas Yom Tov. We're not going to be Machmir over here, and you're allowed to show the knife to the Chacham on Yom Tov. Now, the Rabbanan Osri. The Rabbanan says, Osri, you can't do it. It looks like Uvdin Dechol. Right, now, so Rav Yosef has got a practical explanation. It says, Rav Yosef Amar, Talmud Chacham. So if he's a Talmud Chacham, Royal Atzimah, he checks it out, his own personal Shechita knife. I don't know if anyone has one of those at home, but he's got his Rav Zacharish for sure does. Right, so Rav Zacharish checks out his shechita knife, yeah, and it's totally fine. And then Umashila Acherim, and then he lends it to somebody else in the community who has the ability to shecht, and that will be fine. That we bypass the problem. Okay, now, but Amar Rav Yosef, another statement with of Rav Yosef with regards to knives on Yom Tov. It doesn't answer the question. It's again, it's a machlokis. If you can, right? We asked a question: can you show a knife to the chacham on Yom Tov? Right? Is it a problem of the chol? Yes, we had a machlokis. Yeah, the first opinion said you may. There's no problem. And the second opinion said it's osa. Comes along Rav Yosef and he says, according to the opinion that it's osa, yeah, that's for a butcher to go to a chacham to get it checked out. But a chacham, if he had his own personal knife, yeah, this would not be included in the prohibition, and he would be allowed to check it out. Yeah, and then he could go and lend it to somebody else. So it's just a practical solution according to the Machamirim. If you say it's also for the butcher to go and take it, if the chacham had his own knife, he could check it for himself and then lend it to the butcher.
All right.
But Amar Rav Yosef.
Weird.
Okay, it is a little bit weird. But Amar Rav Yosef, sokin she'onda, a sokin that got blunt. Mutter l'chadah b'yomtev, you're allowed to l'chadah b'yomtev to sharpen it on yomtev. So this could be sounds maybe a little bit like Rav Yosef, right? The question is this Rav Yosef or not? Okay, but you can sharpen a knife on yomtev. But honey, mealy, that is only who the paska agav duchka, that it's still paska means cuts, agav of account duchka meaning it still cuts somewhat. Yeah, it's hard to cut with it, it's blunted, but it's still functional. Yeah, then that let's look at Rashi, right? Vahani mili is just across from where we are now. Vahani mili the paska agav duchka aval im einu choiteches klal, if it doesn't cut at all. Yeah, osel chadada, right? Why is it osel chadada? So a new principle, the turka yaseiruhu. It's a lot of work to get a knife from not cutting, yeah, to cutting, sharpening it. That's too much work on Yom Tov, and we wouldn't do such a thing.
Not like our Mishnah.
So we have to fit that within our Mishnah. Yeah. What is it? Yeah, it sounds. Yeah. But so this doesn't say how you're sharpening though.
Yeah, good.
It could be you're right, I'm not sure. Okay, let's stop here.